Last week marked the first detection of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a commercial poultry flock in 2016. A southwestern Indiana flock of turkeys tested positive for the H7N8 strain of avian influenza, the first positive test in 7 months for a high-path strain of the virus. TJ Myers with USDA's Animal Plant and Health Inspection Services Department of Veterinary Services said lessons learned from the 2015 outbreak will be helpful now.
So we are hopeful that as we respond very quickly to this virus, that we can get it contained and hopefully not see an extensive outbreak like we did last year.
Last year's outbreak resulted in the depopulation of more than 48 million birds after H5 strains of the virus ripped through poultry production in the Midwest. Luckily, last year's outbreak never made it to the eastern U.S., and Myers is hopeful that past advances in biosecurity education and other lessons learned will help keep it that way.
What we did in the intervening months is to share that biosecurity related information and epidemiology information with states, with industry, and we've really encouraged states to increase, or states and industry to increase their biosecurity efforts. And we've posted information online for producers to do a self-assessment of their facilities so that they can identify any weaknesses in their biosecurity programs.
Myers said trade was impacted in last year's outbreak, but hopes the other countries won't be worried by this most recent detection.
We were very successful with many countries in getting countries to regionalize and only put in trade restrictions for affected counties or affected states. Now, granted, some countries still take the approach of banning the entire U.S. whenever there's an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza, but we are working very closely to minimize trade impacts and to get as many countries as possible to regionalize and only restrict trade from affected areas.
Myers said the disease was detected last Thursday evening and depopulation was hopeful to be completed in 24 hours. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.